Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's always great to have you on board. And we have quite a program for you today. Gas prices are up. Salsa and shepherd's pie recalls are in the picture. There are lawn mowing hours as directed by the state. We have Mark Auerbach and more. Gas prices have jumped. Gas prices in Springfield have risen to an average of $3.43 a gallon. This comes from our friends at Gas Buddy. The price reports after a survey of 257 stations in Springfield. The cheapest station in Springfield pricing out at $3.19 a gallon, and the most expensive was $3.99 a gallon. Highest price in the state was $4.59, so that's a difference of about $1.94. Frito-Lay is voluntarily recalling jars of salsa that may contain an undeclared milk allergen, which could be potentially life-threatening for some people. According to the Food and Drug Administration, select 10-ounce Tostitos avocado salsa jar dips were mislabeled with another product's nutritional info and declarations. So if you've got questions, you're encouraged to call Frito-Lay at 800-352-4477, 800-352-4477. Salsa may be the all-purpose condiment for outdoor dining and the spring and summer weather, so you would want to bear that in mind. Now, if you love shepherd's pie as much as I do, and no relation, of course, nearly 3,000 pounds of frozen beef shepherd's pie products have been recalled due to the possibility of clear, flexible plastic pieces. 2,717 pounds of frozen dinners from Marie Callender's were recalled after the firm had received several complaints from consumers. Now, fortunately, there are no injuries or negative reactions which have been noted. The FSIS encourages anyone who has the product numbers, but there are people with certain health situations that may very well want further info. Well, now how you cut it, summer is just a day away, and mowing season has already been underway for a few weeks. However, did you know that there are actual hours in Massachusetts for mowing? Statewide, Massachusetts does not technically have legal hours in which you can mow your lawn. However, individual municipalities have noise ordinances that do inform when you can operate a lawnmower. For example, Pittsfield, the largest city in Berkshire County, prevents folks from mowing their lawn after 9 p.m. or before 7 a.m. Operation of lawnmowers, leaf blowers, hedge trimmers, or other such mechanized domestic tools is prohibited out of doors between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m. Now keep in mind, you can't run a loud saw in your garage or use a chainsaw on a tree during those hours either. You can check this link for Pittsfield Mass Noise Control, City of Pittsfield Mass Noise Control search, and if you want the section numbers, they're all available to you too. 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. time frame also applicable to most of Massachusetts in general, but there are questions regarding your city or town policies, and you can check online for your city or town's noise ordinance regulations and penalties. Most professionals are very much aware of this, and it won't be an issue, but if your neighbor, if you say, there he goes again, mowing his or her lawn at 6 o'clock in the morning, you have a right to complain. We have some other very interesting things to get to, including fireworks and another accolade for a cannabis grower in our region. But first, ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach is here, and he has some notes for you on the late actor Treat Williams' Western Mass connection and much more. Mark?
Treat Williams, the late actor, had many ties to theaters in Western Massachusetts. Treat was a supporter of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab and Great Barrington Public Theater, where he workshopped his one-man show, Grant, in 2021. He performed an excerpt from that at the theater's benefit in June. He performed at Williamstown Theater Festival and co-starred opposite Jane Atkinson in Berkshire Theater Group's The Lion in Winter. Million Dollar Quartet, one of Berkshire Theater Group's most popular productions in decades, returns to the Colonial in Pittsfield June 27th through July 16th in an all-new production staged by Greg Santos, with musical direction by Colin Summers. Inspired by Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, this high-spirited jukebox musical is a heatwave not to be missed. For details, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. The View Upstairs, the off-Broadway musical hit by Max Vernon, is based on a real-life event of a 1973 arson attack at the Upstairs Lounge, a gay bar in New Orleans. K&E Theater presents the musical June 22nd through 25th as their second production in their Coming Out with Pride series at the Center for the Arts in Northampton. Eddie Zitka directs and choreographs. For details, keepg.org. Capital Classics will bring Macbeth, Shakespeare's drama, to the 2023 Greater Hartford Shakespeare Festival on the outdoor grounds of the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford, July 13th through 30th. For details, capitalclassics.org. And Jacob's Pillow will live stream its opening gala June 24th. Bill Irwin, the Dance Theater of Harlem, Dorrance Dance, and more perform. For details, jacobspillow.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Well, fireworks in Springfield for the 4th. You betcha. Star-Spangled Springfield rides again for Independence Day. Star-Spangled Springfield, sponsored by MassMutual, will be held in Riverfront Park from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Tuesday, July 4, 2023. And from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there will be face painters and balloon artists. 7 p.m., there will be welcoming remarks with a national anthem performed by Vanessa Ford. Union Jack, which is a 60s music British tribute band, sponsored by KeyBank, will take to the stage at 7:15 p.m. 9:30, all eyes on the skies as Fireworks by Grouchy brings their pyrotechnic wizardry to Springfield. The fireworks will dance to music broadcast on Mix 93.1 FM and in Riverfront Park. You getting hungry and thirsty? Food and beverages available in the park from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. and they include batch ice cream, elegant affairs with burgers and dogs, and rice with pork and beans, and sausage and pepper grinders, and water, and soda, beer, wine, and more. Spirit of Springfield has been presenting the Independence Day Spectacular since 1991. And if you'd like more info about Star-Spangled Springfield, just go to spiritofspringfield.org or call them at 413-733-3800. 413-733-3800. The Journal of Professional Cannabis Growers and Retailers, a national publication, has reviewed outstanding people from across the spectrum of the cannabis industry from throughout the United States, and has chosen our very own Peyton Shubrick, founder and CEO of Six Bricks Cannabis in Springfield, as one of the coveted 40 Under 40 award winners. You've heard Peyton on this program in the past, and 2023 has been a year of awards for Six Bricks, a dispensary that has not been open for even a full year yet. Earlier this year, Peyton Shubrick was chosen by the New England Cannabis Convention as Young Entrepreneur of the Year. And they also chose Six Bricks as Best Mass Recreational Dispensary. Peyton Shubrick is profiled at Marijuana Ventures Online, so congratulations to our very own Peyton Shubrick. Job well done. And thank you very much for being with us on our program, and I invite you to enjoy our next show when we present it to you right here on Pioneer Valley Radio, located for you and your enjoyment at Pioneer Valley Radio at podbean.com. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.